Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. We start today with two M&A exclusives. First, e-commerce platform Flipkart is planning to dilute its entire stake of 6% in Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail through the block deal route, reports Ashwin Mohan. The floor price of the block deal is likely to be 79.5 rupees per share. Second, Ashwin also reports that Sahyadri Hospitals, the largest private hospital chain in Maharashtra, is set to change hands with potential buyers, set to submit binding bids by June 23rd. EQT, Blackstone-backed Quality Care, IHH, and Manipal Hospitals are among the contenders vying for the hospital chain valued at as much as 6,000 crore rupees. Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan, which acquired Sahyadri Hospitals in 2022, is seeking an exit. With COVID-19 cases rising in India, investor interest has perked up in the healthcare sector, particularly in diagnostics and hospitals, reports Kushi Keswani. On COVID, if you are wondering about vaccinations, also read this interview by Dr. Sati Kesrinath Reddy, founder-president of the Public Health Foundation of India, who told Ishan Gera that while boosters aren't necessary for the general population, but those with comorbidities should take precautions. On the markets, though dividends are typically paid out of profits, more than 20 Indian companies have declared large dividend payouts despite posting standalone losses. Firms such as EID Parry and Edelweiss Financial are among those announcing substantial payouts, with EID Parry distributing 160 crore rupees and Edelweiss Financial giving out 138 crore rupees, reports Ravindra Sonowain. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, have pulled out a record 25,544 crore rupees from Indian bonds in the current quarter, the highest quarterly outflow since the inclusion of Indian bonds in global bond indices, due to the narrowing interest rate differential between India and the US, writes Manish M. Suvarna. With expectations of further rate cuts by RBI, outflows may continue. A crypto boom cycle is back in full swing. CoinSwitch's co-founder Ashish Singhal spoke to Debangana Ghosh on how the volatility of the crypto market is causing Indian investors to rethink their investment strategies. While existing investors are becoming more active, new signups have been slow. Though trading volumes of existing investors have grown as much as fourfold from 2024. With school fees skyrocketing, Hiral Tanawal writes on how many parents are turning to bridge loans to ease the financial burden. It is a dangerous path because failure to repay can lead to withheld report cards and damaged credit scores. With some schools partnering with fintech lenders to offer loans, Hiral argues that parents must carefully weigh the benefits and pitfalls of these loans. With the Muhammad Yunus-led caretaker government in Bangladesh under pressure, check out Paratendu Kumar Singh's sharp piece on whether there will be a coup in Dhaka. And finally, with Digu Kesh's victory over Magnus Carlsen in Norway chess, Mariam Faruqi has an interesting piece on how the Norway face-off sparked off new chess viewership interest in India, with a 27% higher viewership than the tournament's average. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.